Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to another episode of the Mailbag from the Dean Show. I'm your host, Yasir Qadhi. Today's question that we're going to do is about why did God wait 600 years after Jesus Christ before sending the Quran? And why didn't He just send it right from the very beginning? So the question is basically, somebody's curious, why is the fact that 600 years went by between the sending of two prophets, what is the wisdom behind this delay? Well, firstly, just to correct the exact date, as far as we know, and again, we're not certain when Jesus Christ was born, but as far as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent basically around 500 something years after the lifting up of Jesus Christ. He was born in the late part of the 6th century, and the actual immigration of the Hijrah occurred in the year 622 of the Christian era. So roughly, yeah, around 600 years when the beginning of the prophethood occurred. So the question is, why this delay? And the response is general and specific. As for the general response is, nobody can fully question the wisdom of God and understand it. As Allah says in the Quran, لا يسألوا عما يفعلوا وهم يسألون. You can't ask the wisdom of what He does. You can't understand, you can't fully comprehend why does God do things. Rather, don't ask why God has done things. Rather, realize you will be asked for what you have done. So we as human beings should put ourselves in our proper place. We are not qualified to question the wisdom of God or to challenge something that He has done. The specific response, this is a general response, and it is a response that is given anytime somebody asks why. We give a general response. In the end of the day, Allah knows best. He is the all-wise. But that doesn't prevent the fact that we might have some specific areas that we can talk about. And of these specific things is the fact that no doubt the Quran would have come down at a certain point in time. Suppose it was 500 or 300 or 1,000 years. Whatever time it would have been revealed in, somebody could have asked the same question. Why was it revealed in 300 or 500 or 1,000 years? You're asking why it was revealed at a specific time. It was. The response is because God chose to do so. And there is a divine wisdom for that. Now, an even more specific response is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses people and places and times to send prophets and messengers. And He always chooses the best of the best. He chooses the best people and He sends them to the locations that they are the best suited for, and He sends them at the best time so that their preaching and their teaching can have the most effect. And all of this goes back to the wisdom of God, the wisdom of Allah. And so the teachings of Jesus Christ, they went up and they went down, and they spread and they diminished. And political empires captured them, political empires embraced them, and others rejected them. And it so happened that the Emperor Constantine of the Christian empire, the Byzantine Empire, he wasn't Christian, he accepted Christianity and he made it the official state religion. And this helped spreading the doctrines of Christianity. But the doctrines of Christianity that he spread were not the true doctrines of Jesus Christ. They were the perverted teachings of Jesus Christ. And so for a number of years, a number of centuries, there were many branches of the teachings of Jesus Christ. There were the Judeo-Christians, and then there were the breakaway Christians, who later on became known as the Christians. And then there were the mystical, the very esoteric Christian groups as well, and other groups. The true Christians were those whom modern historians call the Judeo-Christians, i.e. Christians who saw themselves as Jews. The breaking away of a different religion was never intended by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was a Jew. He practiced the laws of Judaism. He practiced the laws of the Torah. He never broke away from the laws of Moses. In fact, He came to fulfill the law and not to break it. Christians later on, one group of them broke away from the law, and this was based upon the teachings of Paul. And Paul basically said, you don't have to follow the law, you don't have to be circumcised, you don't have to basically obey the teachings of God as revealed in the law of Moses. This faction of Christianity was only one faction. Eventually Constantine adopted it and made it the state religion and began to spread it. To make a long story short, it was around the coming of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where all remnants and traces of the original teachings of Jesus Christ were lost. Up until his time, there were remnants, there were groups here and there. And we know this from our sources, that there were groups that believed in the true message of Jesus Christ. They believed in him as a prophet and a messenger. not as the Son of God. God doesn't have children. God doesn't have sons and daughters. They believed in Him as He believed in Himself. They believed in Him as a prophet and a messenger. These teachings dwindled. They waned until finally they disappeared from the face of this earth, and there was no true guidance at all. And that was when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah all glory and exalted and mighty He is, Allah chose to send our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the original teachings of all the prophets, including Jesus. So Allah knows best who to choose, who to send them to, and what timings that they are sent. And this is something that when we study historically, we can find wisdoms, we can find bits and pieces here and there, but in the end of the day, ultimate wisdom and ultimate knowledge is with Allah, and there's only so much that we can say. And so we trust Allah's judgment, we trust Allah's wisdom, and we say Allah knows best. And with that, we'll come to the conclusion of this question. I'll see you next time. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.